Hey, Cauldronites, it's Morrigan. Sorry, I am super late, so you'll get a couple in a couple of days. So I apologize. Today I wanted to talk about, you'll probably hear dogs bark in the background, and I'm sorry for that too. Can't control them. But I want to talk about Sagittarius sign, and the Sagittarius sun sign to be specific. So Sagittarius is from November 22nd to December 21st. Its duality is masculine. Its triplicity is fire, the element. And quadruplicity, we all know I can't say that word, is mutable. Sagittarius is energetic. It's ambitious, generous, freedom-loving, and a seeker of challenge. Open to new ideas and exploration. The ruling planet for Sagittarius is Jupiter, the most important Roman god and ruler of the heavens. So Jupiter is like the main man in the Roman theology. In astrology, Jupiter is the planet of good fortune, optimism, expansion, and abundance. The symbol for Sagittarius is the archer. And it represents directness, high aims, a love of outdoor activity, and the chase. The pictograph, which is the glyph, the written symbol, represents the free-ranging pointed arrow of the archer. It's also a picture of the human leg from thigh to knee, the part of the anatomy that Sagittarius rules. In symbolic terms, it's the line of wisdom angled away from trouble and earthly concerns and pointing towards higher ideals. Your dominant phrase for Sagittarius is I see. And your polarity is a Gemini. Sagittarius is a sign of philosophy, higher learning, and broad concepts. Its natives are happiest discovering new ideas, exploring distant places, and not getting tied down with personal commitments. Gemini, Sagittarius's opposite, is the sign of personal expression, communicating one-on-one. Gemini people are extremely verbal, love to give advice, and tend to try to guide and sometimes seeming to be controlling of other people's lives. Part of the body ruled by Sagittarius, as stated earlier, were the thigh, but also the liver and the hips. Sagittarian natives need lots of outdoor activities and exercise in order to stay healthy. They have a sensitive liver and are susceptible to overuse of alcohol and to hepatitis. So be careful, Sagittarius. Your lucky day is Thursday. And if you're going to play some numbers, play 5 and 7. Your birthstone is turquoise, which attracts love, protects from harm, and gives its wearer the ability to see the future. Wear purple. Purple is a very special color of Sagittarius, and it's an uncommon color, but it symbolizes royalty and the artistic. Your flowers are the narcissus, holly, and dandelion. Your animals that you rule are horses, which I love horses. I'm so jelly. Just be careful, Sagittarian people. You guys are subject to accidents of fire and explosion, especially while traveling. Final destination, don't watch it. It'll freak you out. Sagittarian's strong desire for freedom may also incite jealousy and possessiveness on the part of a lover. So, being ruled by Jupiter, the planet of fortune, you appear to breeze through life. You're Lady Luck incarnate. Or if you don't believe in Lady Luck, something seems to always be in the right place at the right time for you. Astrologers say you have the gift of providence, that luck protects you. In work, friendships, career, and money, a door opens just when you need it every time. Naturally, this makes for a cheerful and happy disposition. You have your dark moments, but the clouds roll over quickly. You're too interested in what's going to happen tomorrow to worry about what happened today that went wrong. You're always sure that around the next bend of the road, something wonderful is about to happen. Very, very optimistic. In Sagittarius, the euphemism of fire, the restlessness, mutable quality, and the jovial influence of Jupiter combine to produce an expansive personality that can't be confined. Independence is your guiding principle. You are progressive, relentless in spirit, eager to get on with the business of living, a free, adventurous spirit who thrives on new ideas and constant change of scenery. Somewhere, you pick up a chaotic or a chronic case of wanderlust, and you have no desire to be cured. The grass is always greener someplace else, and your restless, inquiring nature requires travel, excitement, and the unconventional, I missed a word. It's just like the opposite of Gemini. Gemini wants to know. Geminis are also happy to sample the new ideas. Sagittarians will follow it. Sagittarius symbolizes the search for wisdom. This is the sign of the philosopher and the explorer. Sagittarians are hard to pin down emotionally. You don't want to get bogged down in messy entanglements. And as soon as I can flip the page correctly, I can go on. You don't want anything that ties you down, basically. You've got places to go, and you're not about to sign up for anything that keeps you in one spot. In business, you are imaginative and clever, ready to accept the new and to use it. But you perform best when there's something really important at stake. When you're down to your last chance to win, when it's now or never, you'll put everything you own on the turn of a card and redouble the stakes. You believe in your luck. Like Scarlett O'Hara, your motto is, tomorrow is another day. Even in your darkest moods, you believe there's a light shining around the corner. Your confidence in the future is genuine, but you hate anything interfering with your plans. You have a hunger to experience life to its fullest, to travel, to meet interesting people, see things you've never seen before. Anything new sparks your interest. In fact, you'll usually say yes to a suggestion without weighing its merits, simply because it lifts your spirits. And while you're not exactly a moody person, you are high-strung and can become irritable when you start to get bored. How others see you. Let's see. People like your sense of humor and your buoyant presence. No matter what goes wrong, you're ready with an upbeat explanation and forecast for the future. You're also the first to volunteer to help. Colleagues and friends appreciate your willingness to do favors. People like your frankness, although sometimes they think you can be too frank and that you put your foot in your mouth too often. To some, you seem fickle and independent, perhaps a bit too detached emotionally. In general, you're viewed as unpredictable and an independent spirit. But in all reality, who cares how others see you? I know I don't. Being a Scorpio, I really care not. So that is Sagittarius in a nutshell. And this Sunday, I will talk to you about Sagittarius Moon and all of the wonders that that has in store. So I'm excited to hear from you. Please leave me a message. You can email me. You can email is spellbound-apothecary. That's my website. I'm sorry. Spellbound-apothecary.com is my website. And that's where we have all sorts of cool little salt soaks. And we also offer tarot readings. And you can set up an appointment there. My email is spellboundapoth, APOTH, at gmail.com. Almost forgot it. I got one too many things going on. So I apologize for my my brain fog. I've also been dealing with migraines the last couple weeks. So when I have a moment of clarity, it's not exactly clear, but I like to get stuff done. You can also check out the website, like I was saying earlier. Email me. If you're going to look for me on Facebook, I do not have the Witch's Cauldron page. I have USA Mysteries, or Mysteries America is what it's called. Again, I need to figure out how I'm going to turn that back or if I'm going to at all. But either way, message me, hit me up, look me up on Facebook. On Facebook, if you look up Spellbound Apothecary that's based in Arizona, you'll be able to find me as well. Best bet is to email or leave a message on the website, and I will definitely get back to you. But to all of my Cauldronites, I love you, and I thank you for continuing to listen. You guys are like the best audience ever. And I appreciate your time. And again, don't forget, your word is your bond. Have a fabulous week. Talk to you in a couple days. Hello, Cauldronites. It's Morgan. You guessed it. Who else would it be? Okay, so today we're going to talk about Moon and Sag. And, oh, goodness. The bright side of Sagittarius moon, if that is your moon sign, is you are more adventurous, optimistic, exuberant, open-minded, and sincere. However, just as there is a bright side, there's always a dark side. So the dark side of Sag moon, you're more restless, extravagant, irresponsible, careless, and uncommitted. So in Sagittarius, the moon takes on a sparkle and a brightness that it doesn't have in any other signs. Sagittarius is the astrological sign of higher learning and breadth of vision. Here, the moon's influence loses its passivity. If you have the moon in Sagittarius, you are noted for quick, sharp mind, extraordinary insights, and ability to get things done in a flash. Your clear thinking intelligence sifts through sensory impressions swiftly and with startling lucidity. So you, Sagittarius moon, you're a smart cookie. You're probably a little bit more in tune with a lot of things than the rest of us. You are the kind of person who envisions great goals and then, undaunted by possible failure, you set about to achieve them. You rarely listen to advice about pitfalls and drawbacks, nor do you wait to find out if a plan is impractical or unworkable. With energy and enthusiasm, you rush in and usually accomplish what you set out to do. One reason for your success is your keen judgment. With a moon in this sign of lofty vision, you have a way of seeing farther than people with the moon in any other sign. As a moon Sagittarian, you are fond of open spaces, travel, new people, different surroundings. Among your most winning traits is adaptability to different kinds of personalities and foreign and strange places. Your immediate reaction to a new experience is to explore and learn more. To you, a chance to expand your horizons is always welcomed, and you are not exclusively interested in making a profit. Money, in fact, doesn't stay long in your pocket or in your checking account. You feel that the whole purpose of money is to buy pleasure. You want to enjoy life. At times, you can be quite careless and reckless. Since you believe in luck, you tend to abandon yourself to whatever fate has in store. You operate on the theory of optimistic fatalism. The danger is that you may push your luck too far. However, a setback does not keep you down for long. With renewed high spirits and a fresh outlook, you hitch up your wagon once more to the stars. So because of your charm and your gentility, you have a knack for making friends. You also have a witty way with words and a buoyant sense of humor. Your social gaiety sweeps along the tidal wave of goodwill. One of your most endearing qualities is your ability to perceive the best in people. When you criticize, you do so with such openness and candor that it's comparatively easy to take. Unlike the other fire moons, like Moon in Aries or Moon in Leo, Moon in Sagittarius are not highly sexed and passionate. You look on love as more an adventure. You enjoy the thrill of discovery, the stimulating high of being in love, but you're unwilling to immerse yourself in deep emotional intensity. After a while, your lovers may complain about your detachment or your unreachableness. A perfect soulmate for you is someone who looks more outward than inward, and in time, your love affairs become more like friendships. You're also noted for a roving eye and refusal to be tied down to one person or one place. You need a lot of personal space and independence. This does not necessarily make you a bad marriage partner. You are a marvelous companion. It's just that you do have a certain lightheartedness about love and fidelity. Life to you means change and variety, and this attitude has a way of also applying to love. No matter what your sun sign may be, the Sagittarius moon qualities of optimism and expansion express themselves in your personality. If your sun is in a fire sign, Aries, Leo, or Sag, a Sagittarius moon accentuates your self-confidence, adventurous nature, and appetite for experience. If your sun is in an air sign, Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, a Sagittarius moon lends you to vitality, enthusiasm, a keen intellect, and a talent for salesmanship. If your sun sign is an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, you combine the common sense practicality with lofty creative outlooks. This is an excellent position for people in politics and law. If your sun sign is a water sign like Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, your emotional, imaginative personality is galvanized by the energy and philosophical vision of a Sagittarius moon. This is a successful combination for writers and artists. Whatever your sun sign, a Sagittarius moon gives you a love of learning, humanitarian instincts, and a gift for being an independent thinker. So good for you guys. Okay, so I am super excited to be rolling out on the Spellbound Apothecary website, www.spellbound-apothecary.com. Check it out. If you have a need for some salt baths, we'll be doing sugar scrubs here soon. We're also going to be doing, I'm in the process of writing up recipes for lip balms and salves for leg pain, sinuses, headache balms, all that good stuff. So check us out on there. Also, look me up. I do still have a Witch's Cauldron Facebook account, I guess. It would be at Witches Cauldron 19. So definitely check that out. And then you can also hit me up on Mysteries America or anything else. I have started a little group called Circle of Knowledge. And what this is it's a group where a bunch of solitary like-minded individuals, spiritual people get together. We learn some things. We learn some witchcraft. We learn some basics of Wicca. We learn a bunch of different things. We're open to all individuals of any pantheon, any tradition of witchcraft. And we are a group that wants to learn from each other. So if you're interested in that, hit me up on one of those avenues that I had expressed before, either the Witch's Cauldron Facebook page, the Spellbound Apothecary Facebook and or website, and also a Mysteries America Facebook page. Any of those, you can get a hold of me and we'll figure out how to get you hooked up with Circle of Knowledge because it is a private group. So if you're looking for something where you're still solitary but you want to do distance learning, that is the place. That is exactly what I envisioned for this group, and the group is growing marvelously. So definitely introduce yourself, hit me up, and we'll get you in on the group. But thank you for your time today. I hope that everyone is having a good week, and let's have a great week upcoming. I can't wait to talk to you guys again. So we're going to go over some things. I'm taking new turns every day, you know, learning new things every day. So I will definitely be passing that knowledge on to everybody, and I look forward to it. So have a great week. And remember, your word is your bond.